Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Sunday, April the 14th, with Lenis and Brenda and Chabonet. I hope everybody's enjoyed a good week last weekend, and of course, a good day today. It is actually very beautiful here in Washington. The sun is out shining, and it's gorgeous. And in fact, I just came in from speaking with a neighbor just shortly before. Well, as always, we're going to have a good show today. Our show is What is Bugging You? And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And at this time, I'm going to bring on our switchboard operator and producer, Chabonet.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Chabonet is kind of under the weather. And Brenda.
Hello, everybody.
All right. So we're all here and accounted for. Well, as always, we're going to start with entertainment news, and then we'll do news of the weird and find out what's going on with sports. It looks like there's a three-way tie for the Masters Golf with Tiger Woods. Ladies, before I begin, are there any announcements, any birthdays, anniversaries, or anything coming up?
Not on my end.
No.
Okay. I know Brenda announced on Wednesday the new moon began on the 10th for everybody just to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to begin in entertainment news. Well, this has to be the biggest surprise of my life, Halle Berry said, is opening up to the People magazine about her surprise second pregnancy. Berry, 46, is expecting a baby with fiancé actor Oliver Martinez. She already has a five-year-old daughter, Nala, with ex Gabriel Aubrey. Berry is excited, and right now she appreciates the good news in her life. A hit movie with The Call, and now a second child, Berry had a rough 2012 with her fiancé, Martinez, and her ex, Aubrey, getting into a violent confrontation outside of her home on Thanksgiving. Halle Berry's baby, Foo, is due in the fall. Well, congratulations to you, Halle.
She's 46 years old?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is Tyler Perry too busy for Madea? Filming is scheduled to start soon on the latest Madea Christmas movie, but sources says another actor may be playing the Madea role. I hear actor-comedian Orlando Jones of Drumline and the 7-Up commercials will be playing Madea. What? Perry is very busy trying to launch two new shows on Oprah Winfrey's own cable channel. Perry's two new shows, one is The Haves and the Have Not, and the second show is Love Thy Neighbor. They will debut in late May. Can another actor play Madea, y'all? Well, in other Tyler Perry news, he recently revealed to Steve Harvey his readiness to be a father. He says he is not ready for marriage, but at 43, he is ready to be a dad.
Well, congratulations,
Chris Rock,
I guess.
Yeah. Chris Rock is coming to the Real Husbands of Hollywood. Singer Robin Thicke exit made that opening for Rock. When asked why he would want to join the hit BET show, Rock replied, he is a fan of the show and it looks like fun. The show stars and co-creator Kevin Hart said he is happy to have Rock, his friend and mentor. join the show. Filming for the second season is happening later this year. Excuse me. Has anybody watched that? It's really funny. It's a good show.
Oh, it's a hilarious show. I'm sad to hear that Robin Thicke is leaving.
Who's leaving?
Robin Thicke. Because he was funny. I mean, I've never seen him in a funny role before because, he's R&B and his videos are serious. But he was hilarious on the Real Husbands of Hollywood. But apparently I think there was rumor that he felt it would damage his career as a singer if he stayed on the show. And I don't know how that's possible. I think it brought more publicity for him, good publicity, because like I said, no one talked bad about him. He was very funny on the show, so it's too bad to see him go. But Chris Rock is hilarious. He'll add real good to the show.
Yes, he will.
Sure. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's funny. If you get a chance, you got to check it out.
Yeah, it comes on, I think, Wednesday night. The repeats, if they're repeating it now.
Oh, okay.
CBS syndication may have stopped his show, but Judge Joe Brown says he is not going anywhere. Brown said he is working on a new court show, a talk show, or a daytime radio show. So for all you Judge Joe Brown fans, he is no longer on. Well, poor Cassie, she will always be the forever jump off. The longtime love of P. Diddy is dealing with the rumors of her man secretly dating Sports Illustrated model Kate Upton. Sources say Cassie just lets Diddy do his thing because he always comes back to her. Mm-hmm. Wesley Snipes is out. Yeah, hang on to that, my friend. Wesley Snipes is out of jail after serving almost 3 years in prison for tax evasion. The actor is now serving time in a halfway house until July. After that, he is off to the movies. Snipes will be joining Sylvester Stallone in the latest installment of The Expendables. The Expendables 3 will hit theaters next year.
He's got to work.
Yeah.
You got to make some change. Is he done now? Since he did his time, is he squared now with IRS? Because, I know he'll still have some fines and fees from his confinement, but is he done with the IRS? Or is he still got more to pay?
I guess so.
You give us the legal perspective. Usually when somebody goes in and then they are, paroled or released to a halfway house or something like that, they basically have satisfied their time, right?
They have satisfied the time, but you still may have restitution. So that's why I
usually
just wonder
that up front when it comes to IRS.
Well, they can still get you afterwards. Because see, one, he's gonna it's this, and this is just how the judicial system works. Now he served his time, so he may or may not be square with IRS. I'm not sure, but he's gonna have to pay for the confinement of being in the jail, any court costs, legal fees. And anything when he comes out. I mean, that's just how they do. You still could have restitution fees when he gets out. So that's why I was just wondering, is he completely done or is he still have some more to pay? Because even with him being on home detention or home monitoring,
he has to pay for that.
But he has to pay for that every day. You still have to pay for that. That's what a lot of people don't realize is that when you're out on probation, you still have to pay those fees of being on probation. So the government's still going to get their money.
That's why I'm asking you to answer that.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure because this is tax evasion. So
yeah.
I would have to fully read what his sentencing was because I'll be honest, I didn't follow it. I just knew he had 3 years, and if I'm not mistaken, he has not done the full 3 years. Good time, overcrowded prisons, blah, blah, blah. So I'm assuming he's still going to have some more to pay. I'm going to read up on that. We'll get back on that. I'll read up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know, because I'm just curious.
I was laughing because of just the psychological melee that's going on from what you're reading.
I know I'm some crazy mess.
Psychology background. Move on. Don't find me.
Well, tickets go on sale to the general public on Wednesday, April 17th, for the Jay-Z Budweiser Made in America Festival happening Labor Day weekend. in Philly on the Ben Franklin Parkway. It's going to be a star-studded musical event with Beyonce, her sister Solange, Nine Inch Nails, Public Enemy, ASAP, Rocky, Miguel, blah, 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 blah.
Wow,
just to name a few.
Hmm, got a variety for this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And get ready for season 6 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Good
All
Lord.
Of the ladies will be returning for a new season, including NeNe Leakes, breakout star Kenya Moore, that's a crazy-ass heifer, Cynthia Bailey, Phaedra Parks, Candy Barris, and Portia Stewart.
Oh, the white girl's back? Kim's back? Is that
no,
who they said?
No, not Kim, Candy.
Oh,
Candy Burris and Kenyon Moore. No, Kim.
Oh, Kenyon.
Kim got her own show, and actually Candace Burris, she's got her own show now, too, starting.
Oh, Lord. How many spinoffs can you have, people?
I know. Well, get ready for Memphis Soul Night, y'all, at the White House, Tuesday, April 16th on PBS. So mark your calendars, Tuesday, April 16th on PBS. It is a salute to the deep Southern soul music that brought us Al Green, Otis Redding, the Staple Singers, Sam and Dave, Ann Peoples, and Isaac Hayes. This special salute to Memphis Soul will air as part of the Performance at the White House series with Justin Timberlake, Queen Latifah, and Star Records superstar Eddie Floyd.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, is Janet Jackson retiring from showbiz?
No.
Jackson, 46, she's also 46 years old, is married to Muslim billionaire businessman Weissman Almeida. Jackson has converted to Islam now and is making plans to move to the Middle East. Is this a wise decision for Janet? A lot of people think so, since unlike Justin Timberlake, her career has never bounced back from the Super Bowl scandal of 2004.
Yes, it has. Oh, my gosh. They need to let that go.
I know.
Wow, that's interesting, though, that she is really devoting herself to this man's lifestyle. Huh. Well, maybe it's her choice, too. Maybe this is what she wants.
Yeah, that's true.
Love
well,
can do
she
weird
was known
things.
As the queen. Huh?
What'd you say, Brenda?
I said love can do weird things to you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And we do want to remember two people this week in our entertainment news. One is the queen of the Mickey Mouse Club. TV icon Annette Funicello died this past week from complications of MS. Funicello was discovered by Walt Disney, who became one of the biggest influences in her life and career. He cast her in TV's The Mickey Mouse Club in the mid-1950s as a teen idol and with Dick Clark mentoring her. Funicello later went on to record a series of pop records in the late 50s and early 60s before teaming up with lifelong friend and singer Frankie Avalon for a series of teenage beach movies. All the while preserving her good girl image, Funicello later became known for her charity work and as a TV pitch woman for Skippy Peanut Butter. In 1992, she announced she had multiple sclerosis, which eventually took her abilities to speak and walk. Funicello was 70 years old. Also, film critic Roger Ebert has died from a long battle with cancer at the age of 70. Ebert was a screenwriter and longtime Chicago Sun-Times film critic. He came to international prominence when he teamed with his rival Gene Siskel of the Chicago Tribune for PBS Sneak Previews, which later became At the Movies. I always watch them. Keep an update of which were the good movies to see.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
There you go. There you go. Siskel and Ebert gave birth to the famous thumbs up or thumbs down review. Siskel died in 1999, and the show continued with Richard Roper. Ebert's earlier diagnosis of cancer eventually took his ability to speak, but he credited his wife of 20 years, Chaz, for seeing him through the crisis. Both were featured together on Oprah, whom Ebert dated back in the day. On Oprah, who Ebert dated back in the day, huh? That's interesting. Ebert was held as champion for equality and social change by looking for those qualities in the films he reviewed and in filmmaking generally.
Go ahead.
All right. I don't know if y'all remember Dwayne Wiggins from Tony Town is going through a divorce after 12 years of marriage. His wife, Michelle Lochin Wiggins, is citing irreconcilable differences with the 50-year-old, God, Tony Town is 50, old singer-songwriter. She is also seeking custody of their two teenage sons.
Wow, that's one of those VH1 specials. Where are you now?
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Starting Friday, April 19th, BET's Centric Network is adding the Byron Adams sitcoms, Mr. Box Office, and The First Family to their network programming. Mr. Box Office stars Bill Bellamy and Vivica A. Fox, and The First Family stars Christopher B. Duncan, Kalita Smith, if you remember her off of Bernie Mac, Jackie Harry, and John Witherspoon. You got to coordinate.
Is this a movie or a TV series?
TV series.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. One is The First Family, and the other one is Mr. Box Office. So that's on the 19th. How long is D.L. Hughley going to last on Dancing with Stars, y'all? You know the boy can't dance. The adjustment has been hard on the actor and comedian. He is not a good dancer. D.L. felt the judges were bullying him, but his fans are keeping him in the competition despite his lackluster dancing. D.L., that's all I got to say.
I didn't even know he was on there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he sure was. So anyway, we're going to go to News of the Weird now, and then we'll take a break. How's that?
Okay,
and News of the Weird, unless, Shab, did you have it up?
I only had a couple of stories to tell, unless you wanted to tell more stories. But
well,
I have
tell
a couple.
Me your two, and then I've got some, too.
Okay, some third worlders eat dirt because they are mentally ill or have no meaningful food. However, diners at Tokyo upscale Nikitsa Pass eat it because it's a trendy dish prepared by prominent chef Tishisho. Among his courses are soil soup served with flake of dirty truffle, sorbet, and the soul surprise, a dirt-covered potato ball. Spoiler alert, it has a truffle inside. Tishisho lightly pre-cooks his dirt and runs it through several times to eliminate the crunchiness of dirt. See? So all you parents out there whooping your kids for eating dirt, it's the end thing. Let them eat that dirt. And in some jurisdictions, a driver can be presumed impaired with the blood alcohol reading as low as 0.07, suggestively impaired at a reading below that. But according to WMAQ TV investigation in February, some suburban Chicago police forces allow officers to work with their own personal reading as high as 0.05. While officers may be barred from driving at that level, they may not, by police union contract, face any discipline if they show up for work with a reading that high.
They shouldn't be showing up to work drinking at all.
Period. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Period. That shouldn't even be allowed. If they come to work and they've been drinking, they need to go home.
And we wonder why Chicago has a homicide rate of, what, about 1,000 now? Who knows? Maybe something passed. From the blotter, Arlington County, Virginia, police reported in February that a resident of Carlin Springs Road told officers that someone entered her home and stole chicken from her simmering crock pot, but only the chicken, leaving the vegetables as they were. The report noted that they had no suspects.
Okay, her chicken must have been good. Maybe the vegetables weren't on the up and up.
Apparently she has unhealthy robbers. I'm not mad.
Oh, this sounds extremely lascivious, actually. You didn't hear it from me.
I didn't. Don't worry. Prison guard Alfredo Melstini III, 31 years old, faces several charges in Bradford, Pennsylvania, resulting from a marital dispute in March, when presumably to make a point, he tried to remove his wedding ring by shooting it off. The ring remained in place.
Dumbass.
His finger was mangled.
Dumbass.
Hey,
Dumbass.
When it's over, people, it's over. I'm not mad. It's over. All right. And in March, a 19-year-old New York University student described to the New York Post her one-night stand experience last year as a foot fetish prostitute at a spa in which men paid $100 interest fee plus $20 for each 10 minutes of fondling and kissing young women's feet. She said the men wore business suits, which they kept on the whole time, and that they dressed up women had to first pass the strict foot examination by the pimp, seeking candidates with desired high arches and small feet. She guessed that more than two dozen men patronized the spa during her shift, and she earned $200, including tips.
Well, gone with it then, girl, because shit just got real. Gone with it. Gone with it.
Very crazy. That's a very odd prostitution ring, but do what you got to do.
Yeah, but that's making money for Mama's new shoes.
Yeah.
New Jimmy Choo's. I mean, doesn't that just sound perfect?
Yeah, it does. I mean, if he in the
feet. Her feet are working for them shoes.
Hey. I'm so mad with you. And those are the stories I have from News of the Weird.
Okay. Well, I have one. In March, Jose Martinez pocketed an $8,000 settlement from California's Disneyland after he was stranded on a broken It's a Small World ride for a half hour in 2009. Because Martinez is disabled, he could not easily be rescued and was forced, he said, to listen to It's a Small World until help arrives.
He only got $8,000? That's cruel and unusual punishment.
Thank you for, oh, God, those 8 hours, I'd be crazy, too. Shoot.
5 minutes and I'm gone. I would have jumped in the water and ended it right then and there. And I'm going to be a psychologist. That's got to tell you how sorry I feel on that.
Okay, God.
It's a small world. Oh, God. A woman and her son during yard work at their home in Texarkana, Texas, in March, cleverly dealt with a menacing snake by dousing it with gasoline and setting his happy ass on fire. But, of course, it slithered away under brush next to their house. Moments later, according to an Associated Press dispatch, the home caught fire and burned down, and their neighbor's house was heavily damaged.
Damn.
Serve them right. Hey, snakes aren't my best pals, but they're still on this earth living, and they provide some service. You know, there would have been a much better way to handle that. I guess they learned that the hard way.
I mean, instead of setting it on fire, just shoot it. Shit.
I mean,
wow.
I don't know.
Hey, well,
now
see,
we're
that's
getting
the
back to the guy with the ring.
Their
so.
Home and the neighbor's home.
See, not only did they burn their house down, now they got to pay for the neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, well, lesson learned.
There is animal control, people.
Lord.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break, two and two, and we will be right back shortly with the sports news. And remember that phone number is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And today's topic is what is bugging you? Be back shortly. Don't leave that dial.
Well, welcome back to Inside the Studio. I'm going to go ahead and
Welcome back to the studio inside. I'm so sorry. That number is area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. Also, it's brought to you by the Essence of Success. You can go over to my website and listen to the show 24/7, current or archive shows. You can also purchase a book, Are You Ready? You can get a reading. Every Wednesday, Brenda and I do psychic readings from 3 to 4. Other than that time, you can get readings Monday through Friday from 11 to 5 p.m. Okay, so now we're going to do sports. Golf, we've got Angel in the front, Adam Scott, Jason Day, and Tiger Woods. Tiger's working really hard. Scott and Cabrera, Angel Cabrera and Adam Scott are both leading, heading to the playoffs. So come on, Tiger, we're pulling for you. We hope so. And let's see what's happening in the NBA today. Well, it's in the fourth quarter, and Denver's beating Portland right now, 118-107. Third quarter is Dallas 68, New Orleans 53. First quarter for Sacramento and Houston. Houston is leading 27-19. And the finals, we got Miami over Chicago, 105-93. TOR, I don't know who that is. Is that Toronto?
Toronto.
Okay, 93-87, and they played BKN. Who's that?
Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's Jay-Z's team.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. And then we have New York and Indiana, New York 90, Indiana 80. And the last final is Philadelphia 91 to Cleveland 77. Sunday night game will be Sacramento and Los Angeles Lakers.
Sacramento Sonics.
Night.
<That's being funny.
laughs> All righty, then. Sacramento Sonics. Just want to keep you people up to date, okay?
Yeah, we'll see if we get a team or not. Don't know about that yet.
I tell you. Okay, final for baseball. We got Cleveland 1 to CHW. I don't know who that is.
Chicago
3
White
over
Sox.
1. Okay, that was the final.
Oh,
Philadelphia
God.
Over Miami 2-1. TB over Boston beat Tampa Bay 5-0. Atlanta beat Washington 9-0. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 10-7. Kansas City beat Toronto 3-2. And looks like Milwaukee won over the Steelers, 3.
St. Louis.
Okay, see, there you go. Okay. And San Francisco over Chicago by 10-7. Final, Houston 1, LAA 4, Detroit 10, Oakland 1. Texas 3, Seattle 4. We won today. Yay! Go Mariners. Colorado 2. Said that's what you get for letting me do this. Colorado
I see
2,
that. I see that.
And tonight's game is at 8 o'clock is Baltimore and New York Yankees.
Yay!
All right.
I'll be back next week, people.
Uh-huh. Mm. That's what she get for leaving me in charge, y'all.
Oh, Lord. Whose radio show is this?
I'm just saying.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, boy. Okay, and that's all that I have for sports today. So with
you
that,
know what, real quick, though. Now, I know Louisville won for the men. I didn't keep up. Who won for the women?
NCAA
for the women. Yeah, who won? I know Louisville won for the men. Who won for the ladies? Does anybody know? I didn't keep up on it. Sorry, people.
I had to let that go with grad school.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. All right, we'll talk about it another time. I just couldn't remember who won for the women.
But I do think they should have an equal part in this.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So next time, I'm sure she will find out for WBA.
I sure will. Sorry, people.
Good.
All right, we're gone with the show.
Okay, you know, well, now we can begin. So,
a storm would be enough for this city, if you ask, or that city, if you ask me. But Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, the Storm are fantastic. We got a
yeah,
good
Sacramento,
could,
you know,
team.
Their team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
y'all
you know.
Pumping them up. They're the only ones that's winning.
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out now is, oh, it looked like Connecticut won for the women.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, go
okay.
ahead, Connecticut. They beat Louisville 93-60. Well, I guess they're, you know, oh, I just can't stand David Stern as the commissioner for NBA. This old man is just, oh, just the devil, I swear to goodness. But it's just now it's up to the point now. It was supposed to be, David Stern was supposed to make an announcement last week. He's trying to postpone it. Now they're talking about they need eight team owners to agree to move them. Or agree to keep them in Sacramento. If they keep them in Sacramento, they got to cut a check to Chris Hansen for $30 million because he won't get a refund back for putting a deposit down for the team. Hmm. However, if they are not willing to give him that refund and cannot get the backings, financial backings they need for the stadium, then, quote, unquote, the Sacramento Kings are coming up here.
See,
but who knows? Huh?
You can't keep changing the contract.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's so
but,
back
you know,
and forth.
If this doesn't tell you something from a spiritual balancing level, this wasn't flowing right. And
Thank you. I
will say this. I'm not trying to cast dispersions, but most likely we're going to see the negative fallout should that team come up here.
Well,
and
see,
as usual, Seattle takes the fallout.
Oh, yeah.
But then we're good paying people to go away. You know, if you want to make some money and you're in sports, go play for Seattle. Play really bad, and they will pay you some good money to go away. We do it with coaches. We do it with bad players. I'm just going to say the Boz, because that was the biggest flunky on earth. Nothing about that was good. But that should tell Seattle that they don't know how to pick the right teams. Now, it's funny how the WBA, the Storm, no problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whoever's dealing with the general major league sports in Seattle, they need to fire them, like, for centuries.
And get rid of Paul Allen. I can't stand his punk ass either. Well, it's just like, I mean, these are one of the things that's bugging me right now. I mean, that's what the show is talking about is bugging me.
That's
these are one of the things that's bugging me is because we do get rid of the good players. You know, we really do make some sense. We just lost one of our, not the head coach because that's Pete Carroll. Damn it. It's one of his
assistants.
I don't know if it was an offensive coach, but he's now a head coach for one of the teams. And, of course, you know, Pete Carroll praised him, you know, doing good. But damn if we didn't need this man on our team. You know, look how far we came with this year with the Seahawks. Just imagine
sure
with the team
did.
We are still sustaining where we can go next year. And you get rid of this man, I'm not saying the next man coming in can't maybe do better. But, again, there's another change, and who knows how this will affect the Seahawks. You're so right, Brenda. Ooh, just irritates me with the teams here. And I'm sick of talking about the Sonics. Either they're coming or they're not. You know, this shit's ridiculous. It was painful when we lost to the Sonics, and I'm not a real NBA fan, but I try to support our teams. And now you can't tell us if we're going to get one or not. And I feel Sacramento. I mean, we fought for the Sonics, but, you know, we ended up losing them. So I understand where Sacramento's coming from. They're fighting for their team, too. But either they come in here or we not. What's the holdup, people? Ugh.
We had some, you know, we had some good times with basketball in this state.
Heck yeah, we did.
You know, with the Spencer Haywood, you know, his generation, with Lenny Wilkins. We did really well when he was a player, and we got rid of him. We sold him off to get for being cheap, and then all of a sudden Seattle started to go down. I mean, we had the championship.
It did. When Lenny Wilkins
and then,
left,
you know, when we
down.
Got Peyton, you know, Peyton was such a great MVP in how he rallied the team. After they got rid of Peyton, then all of a sudden the team went down again. I mean, it's just, they're just like a bad reverberation with the way Seattle wants to get rid of good stuff because they're trying to be, well, if we take this player and get rid of him, then we'll get like four other ones. They're not tried and true. You got tried and true. Stick with it.
Exactly.
We
have
a formula
that
works and stick with it. Why tear it up? And they're known for that. The Seahawks are known
for
tearing
their
formula
up. But then we'll pay. You know, remember that awful coach before Pete Carroll and something like $40 million to go away. I mean, it's ridiculous how we pay big money for bad people to go away when you could just think a little clearly before you sell off your assets.
Mm-hmm.
On some untried, ridiculous. We held on to people like, I'm sorry, Hasselbeck. That was another joke. It's like, boy was totally broken, and I don't get it. I don't even understand. I mean, I was like, he must be sleeping with everything that was ever associated with that team because he's still here. My mom, 83 years old, she wanted to take him out in the alley and take him out. If we wanted to get her started, we'd just say, Hasselbeck.
And get her riled up.
She got into her Jackie Chan mode, okay? Now,
well,
if
people are tired of her, Brenda.
What's wrong with the owners in Seattle?
But look at the baseball. That's a prime example. I was just watching that in the news. People are sick of not only the owners, but the sport organizations here in Seattle. Do you know Mariners had their lowest attendance Thursday night, the lowest they have had since that Safeco Field is open. They actually set a record. That's how low it was. Because they thought the last game they had set a record because it was very low attendance. Nope, Thursday hit it even lower because people are just sick of the way these teams are handled in Seattle. It's money going down the drain. You know, of course we want to come out here and support our teams, have a few drinks, have dinner, you know, do, I can't even think of the word, in the parking lot, not parking lot pimping, but, you know, when they – before the games,
tailgate.
They barbecue and eat. Yeah,
tailgate,
you know.
Tailgate party, yeah.
Exactly. People are just getting tired of throwing down money for what? You know, yeah, you want a team to go all the way, but we keep getting teams that cannot go all the way. We're sick of the Mariners. I'm trying to hold on hope for the Seahawks, and we don't even have an NBA team, and then they're talking about trying to bring a hockey team up here. And I like hockey, don't get me wrong. I enjoy it to see it, but are people really going to put that money into it? Are people going to pay money for how long? Okay, say we bring the Sonics up here. Starts off a good team, this and that, people are riling behind it. How long is that riling going to stay behind? You know, how good is this team we're bringing from Sacramento Kings? Or should we just wait for the NBA to do an expansion and then create our own team here?
Thank you.
We got plenty of talent here at UW, Gonzaga, Western, Wazoo. We got our own talent here.
I think we should wait. I think that just like the Seahawks got started many years ago, the Mariners got started, and I think that we do really well when we start from scratch. That's my opinion. Seattle is a little scrapper, pioneering town, and they don't need anybody else's cast-off seconds to make it.
There
I don't
you go.
Believe that. Stand up, Seattle,
so
and you know, own your greatness.
Huh?
I said,
what
else is bugging you?
And own your greatness.
Yeah, I hear you. What else is bugging us? Hell, what isn't bugging us?
Okay.
Yes, go ahead, Brenda.
I get that I'm a weird, twisted person, but reality shows.
Oh.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure that there's a place, you know, for you. Psychologically, what better way to ignore your jacked up life than to watch anyone else's? But when your entire life, when the whole television schemata is jacked up crap, what does that say about our society?
Yeah, it does.
I don't want to know about everybody's personal life. I mean, unless they're putting cash in the barrelhead, you know, like come see me in my private practice and, hey, you know. You know, go ahead and pay me and, you know, we can talk. But it's just...
And yet there are so many people infatuated with reality shows. I mean, this is how it's beginning. It started off with MTV and that stupid shit, Real World. And all of a sudden it has just, you know, it seemed like it was a phase at first. But now it's blown up. Every single channel has a reality show. And
right.
I'm thinking, are we that bored in our lives, people, that we have to see what's going on in someone else's life? Hell, step outside and create your own world. go do something. I don't care about who's pregnant. I don't care about who's sleeping with who. I don't care how much you praise in church, how much money you make, how many video vixens you have. Who cares? There's nothing entertaining about these shows except Hell's Kitchen. I love Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen, Chef Ramsay is the shit. You support that show. Beyond that, I don't care about anything else.
Well, I have to mention one that I just saw yesterday while I was channel surfing, and it's called Old and Young. Now, this is a good show. It's under 30 and over 70, and it's five under 30 and it's five over 70, and they bring these two groups together to learn from each other. And it's really a good show. I said, now, see, this kind of reality show is good because one of the older gentlemen, he said when he first got there into what could he learn from these young people, he said, not a damn thing. He said, but now that I've been here, he said, I take that back. He said, I can learn from you as well as you can learn from us, our experiences in life. But, you know, they're teaching them, like, the computer and GPS and different things like this. But it's just interesting because – not only they're coming together, but these young people are seeing that you can learn from older people and you can gain knowledge and wisdom. And it's not just because, oh, they're old, get out the way. Or like one girl, she was really getting frustrated with her partner who was, I think she was 28, and her partner, of course, was 70. And she was getting frustrated. She says, oh, I feel like Little Red Riding Hood, and she puts a pillow over her head, but not realizing that that's not the all in all, you know? So,
hey, partner, you're talking about the person she's paired with in the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, eventually they ended up being friends. But that show, I'll say, is good. Hold on. We've got calls coming in. Area code 917, you're on the line with Lennis, Chabonet, and Brenda. What's bugging you? And who is this?
Nothing's bugging me. I'm actually happy because I'm talking to you guys. This is Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
How are you, Chabonet? I've never spoken to you, but I love your mom. Thank you for sharing her with us.
Oh, anytime. She's a good woman.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know, what do you get from my friend Mike?
Oh, we're not doing psychic readings. It's just whatever.
Oh, you're not doing readings?
No.
Oh,
it's just whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just listen then because I know you're free comedy. Thank you.
You guys will hook up later anyway for that, though. Right, Tina?
Sorry.
You guys can hook up with that question later, though, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
Stay on the line. You're welcome. Stay on
the line. No, I told her to go away. I'm just saying. Just, you know, like, she won't just leave you alone.
973, you're on the line with Lennis, Brenda, and Chabonet. And who's this? Area code 973, you're on the line. Who's this?
Yes, my name is Raina Wright.
Raina, okay.
Yes, and this is my first time on the call.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. And what's bugging you? Tell us what's bugging you today.
Well, there's so many things bugging me, but that's a 10.1. I'm going to ask, I have two things I want to know about. Oh, okay. Well, what's bugging me right now is I'm just beginning the process, the first steps to signing up for school, and I'm really anxious about everything. I'm praying that everything goes well, and that's the thing that's bugging me right now, my housing situation. I'm hoping that God bless me with a stable housing for me and my children. And that's something that I try not to put a lot of emphasis on, but it does bother me. It does bother me, you know, because I really don't know what's going to have the next step to stable housing for me and my children. So that's one thing that's bothering me.
Okay. Well, one thing I will say right away is prayer. Definitely prayer. Second thing I would say, probably check with some agencies in your area. I don't know if they have Section 8 in your state or not, but, you know, maybe check and see what agencies are available for housing in your area that could maybe supplement your income, where, you know, you're not okay. having to come out your pocket $800 a month. Maybe they can do
yeah.
half of that for you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Because I'm going to be honest with you, for the past 2 years, it's been really, really rough for me and my family. I have a large family of seven. And, you know, I really want a better future for us. That's why I decided to make the change of going back to school. And
good
I just I just pray. Yeah, yeah, that's a major step, mm-hmm. going back to get my bachelor's, so that hopefully that can be a avenue or a door open so that I can get better income and I won't have to worry about things such as this, you know?
Right.
I know it's going to take some time, but I'm just praying and hoping that God, you know, take me through.
Well, you're
yeah.
you're bringing up a good point. A lot of people, most of us in the world, are experiencing severe, difficult economic times. And
mm-hmm.
But I do believe in my heart, I do believe that the universe will meet our needs. May not be exactly the way we'd like.
Yeah.
You know, but the universe. Spiritually, I believe that our needs will be met if you so believe, and it sounds like you do.
Yes, I do.
People were getting manna in the desert, they were thinking, what? No, you know, McDonald's, Happy Meals? I mean, come on, God, come on now. But manna is what helped them to carry on. And
yes.
And we're all here today based on that. You know, I don't believe that manna was some great ice cream tasting kind of. But go ahead and trust the fact that there are forces out there watching out for you and your children. And the
yeah.
best you're doing right now, going back to school, even though it seems so hard, we all on this panel know about that.
Yep.
Your children will actually have better lives because you did go back to school, and they
yeah.
will take your example, and you're doing things so much more far-reaching for your family at this moment than you probably will ever realize in your lifetime. But
yeah.
trust
wow.
me, you're on the right path. You're going to be okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
yeah,
much. I really
feel that too. That she's on
that
the right
really
path.
That really sounds good coming from you. I really appreciate that.
Yep.
I really, really appreciate it.
Good job. You'll be hold on there, sweetie. You're gonna make it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's rough right now, but I'm just, you know, I'm keeping prayer and trying to stay around the positive energy, like my good friend Tina, and you know, just trying to keep my head above water and doing making the right steps.
You know what I say to myself? I really do say this to myself, and I have been through some big hits here. I honestly say to myself, this too shall pass. And whether somebody you know, buys into the Christian belief or not, if you continue to tell yourself that, you will move on before you know it, and it will have passed, and you'll be on to some other issue.
Yeah, right?
Right. Because you know you're alive when you've got issues. If you can't remember the last time you felt anything or were angry or upset or scared or happy, then you might need someone to check your pulse.
No, I can remember them all.
Okay. You're going to be fine.
Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Yeah. Yes.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Take
you're
care.
Welcome. You're
Bye.
Welcome. Be blessed.
Yeah.
Well, anything else? I know we were talking about the reality shows. Anything else coming up that's bugging people?
You know, my pet peeve is all the time. I'm just so sick to death of the B and the J-Z. Tired of it.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I've never been into it, and I'm beginning to think the whole world is on crack. You have to be. Make that your icon, your hero, and your god.
Yeah. That's my last
topic. That's funny.
Stop. Stop.
Yes. Well, you know, I'll say one thing that bugs me is Facebook. That people need to stop putting their personal business on Facebook and face the person and talk to them about it. Stop putting it. Yeah, it's really childish and silly. But if it's not something that's going to empower people and bring you up, then you shouldn't even put it on there. You know.
I agree with that. It's too much personal business. And then people, you know, people have friends and family. And if you need to talk to a friend and family, then pick that phone up. Don't go on Facebook and say, I'm going through some things, but, you know, that's just how the world is. And you don't think people are not going to – you're doing that because you want people to, you know, investigate what's going on with you, what's wrong, this and that. No, pick up a phone, call your friend, be like, girl, I'm going through this and that, whatever. Don't put the shit on Facebook where I got to read on Facebook you going through some stuff and then I got to pick up a phone and call you. Cuz, get out of here with that crap. That's so immature. Just so corny. Are you flashing on your man or your woman? Yeah, you thought you was playing me, but I'm on top of my game. Woo, woo, woo. Shut that shit up. Pick up the phone and cuss your man out or cuss your broad out. Don't put that shit on Facebook. Don't nobody care. At least I don't.
So speaks the producer.
Yeah, I do. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess I'm just different with mine because I like to put stories on there of events that are going on in the neighborhood that, you know, I feel people would like to attend or articles that could affect us as a social settings, or I'm putting jokes on there to make people laugh. But that's just where I'm at. I'm not going to sit here. If I have issues with myself or my family or someone I'm seeing, I am not about to put that on Facebook. That is, for me, it is not my diary. It's just something that's a social settings where I like to make people laugh or think. Beyond that, when it comes to my personal life, that does not belong on Facebook for me.
Well, I remember there was
Twitter
a time.
And
I mean,
Plus customers
I don't know
well.
About you, Ms. Producer, but I know that Linus probably remembers this time. We're going to put on the way back machine where you didn't talk about family business outside of family.
No, you didn't.
No.
For any reason. Yes.
No.
I got my butt tore up one time by my mom, and she used a cord that put a welt on my leg. And I went to private school, and when I got there, one of my friends saw the welt and was like, who's doing that to you? I didn't say nothing. I was trying to hide. Next thing I know, Sister Beverly or Barbara, one of the nuns that contacted my mom, guess who got met with a few more welts for about family business? And I didn't say nothing. I'm still mad about that, Mom. I'm going to have to talk to you about that. Yeah, I love you and everything, but the scars, they hurt.
It's there.
That bugs me, I want to talk about neighbors that walk real hard when they're walking in the building. That is not necessary, okay? And you people that have your dogs that just bark, 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 get a barking thing and hit that button. They'll stop that shitting-ass barking. Okay?
Oh,
I'm serious. That just bugs me. I got a neighbor, and every time he steps out of his house, that little dog, and it's not even necessary.
No, his dog does
go to get control of that or discipline, you know, or people just walking hard like, good Lord, why are you stomping? Just walk naturally like you normally would.
They probably walk hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
also bugging me, real big bugging me, people that be on your cell phone in public, wait till your ass get home. I don't want to hear your business about what you did last night, what you going to do before, whose ass you had to kick, you with somebody's husband. I don't want to hear all that shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Either talk silently low or just tell them, hey, I'll call you back when I get out the store, get off the bus.
Yeah, trust me, you're not on an Andy Warhol 15-minute of fame. You're not on TV. Everybody on the bus
doesn't
care, and neither does anybody else around you at the market.
And it's the same, even on the train or the bus. You know, people, they hold a conversation on their phone, and, you know, it's been to a point. I actually looked at a woman and was like, oh, excuse me? And so she stopped talking. She's like, huh? I said, oh, I thought you were talking to me as well, as loud as you were on your cell phone. I thought I was included in the conversation. And she looked at me, rolled her eyes, and got up and walked away. Do you know a couple of the other passengers next to me were clapping? They were like, thank you. I said, come on. I mean, you guys are on the same boat as me. Was she talking to all of us, or was she talking to the person on the phone? I wasn't sure. It's just, and I think it's very rude because even me, I try not to talk on my cell phone if I'm on the train because I already know I have a loud voice. And two, I don't want my conversation being heard from other people. Literally, for an example, I heard a woman on the train. I will never get over this. And she's like, yeah, girl, you know, I was telling my doctor, you know, with these back pains, you need to go on and prescribe me some of that medical marijuana. You know, then he was asking me if I had an abortion. And I said, yeah, I had an abortion back in the day, but, you know, I don't have an abortion recently. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to? Are you kidding me? I now know you have a marijuana problem and made me several abortions. I don't know. Either way, I didn't care to hear this shit. How could you be that comfortable to discuss this on a public transportation forum? It made no sense to me. But these are how people are. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, honey, I'll get off the train about 6:20. You're going to be there at 6:30. Okay, I'll see you then. Shut the fuck up. Okay, you'll see her at 6:25. You don't need to tell her you'll see her at 6:25. She'll see your ass at 6:25. Hell, I may see you at 6:25 because I felt included.
From a psychological perspective, it sounds to me like a good portion of the population really needs validation. They're so desperate, they're willing to come from it anywhere, be on a reality show, talk crazy on the cell phone, do anything to make people look at them. And if you have to go to that point, you might want to see a therapist because something's out of balance with your thought process about your worth and who you are. That's just my little two cents on that.
I agree with you, Brenda.
Yeah, it's a shame you have to do that or feel that you need to do that.
Mm-hmm. And that's how some people are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that you have to be that, I don't know if rambunctious is the word, but just to be that center of attention when, if you're already in a conversation with someone, aren't you the center of attention already? Why do you need to be more of a center of attention? You know,
and
that my question, you know, hey, to each
And someone's probably going to be talking about you just like this on some radio show, talking about your business.
Oh, yeah, just like I did. Shit. If I see that woman again, I remember you, weed head. What's up?
Did you get the marijuana, or are you going to get another abortion so you can really get that prescription?
I'm just trying to keep up.
Okay. And the other thing that I want to say is bugging that I will be glad to see women, as myself, go back to wearing their natural hair and get away from the weave-a-thon.
Oh, no, I don't
Because I am so sick of the weave-a-thon. There's not even 5% of the black women or white women hair that damn long. Or that silky and stuff. Come on, people. It's enough. It's 2013. Get back to your natural roots. You know, we got
you
hair dye. We got chemicals. We got all that. Get back to the natural because the weave thing is just, I mean, it's, to me, it's getting old. This is just my assumption that I feel like it's getting old. And I see these weaves now, and I'm like, come on. Give the weave up. Give the horse a rest, okay?
Yeah, no, see, I don't really have a problem with weaves because, shit, I'm thinking about putting one in my hair just because I don't want to deal with it. I do. That's why I don't have a problem with weaves. I'm like, I don't feel like doing my hair, and I'm real close to getting one. But what I do have a problem with the weaves is when you know, a weave, make it look realistic, people. You know, don't get a weave and you got the whole rainbow color going on in your hair. That is tacky. Or, for example, couple of basketball games I went to, I can see the weave. Really? You don't see that weave hanging off your head? Come on, people. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to wear fake hair, make it look real. That's all I'm saying. Don't go
and
out your house looking tacky.
If you can't keep it up, don't get it.
Basically, yeah. If you can. If you can't keep it up, don't get it. Or get some better friends.
Lord.
Because a friend lets you know.
I remember the time that I had them braids. And I would do it because I hated dealing with my hair every day.
Exactly.
Or I had to go out and drive the big bus. And so one time I was working at temporarily at this one job, and the little Caucasian woman who just didn't, she had no clue or anything about it, she walked up to me and had one of them braids. She said, I think you lost one of your hairs. I thought, Lord. I thought, I got to stop doing this. I hate sitting in the chair for 10,000 hours, and I hate taking it out. So, yeah. I'm natural.
Also,
yeah.
Also, can we touch on when you're driving, people, get out of the fast lane. You don't need to do 45 in the fast lane. It says 60 miles an hour. Get all the way over, sit down, have a Coke and a smile till you're ready to drive with the rest of us. So get out the fast. That just, oh,
if
that
you're
irks
too
me.
Afraid
like,
to
I'm
do
doing
the
speed limit.
Limit.
No,
you should
not.
Not be in the fast lane. No.
Mm-mm. And if someone wants to pass you, don't speed up not to let them pass you. Because, see, you'll know me. I will smoke your ass on the freeway, and then I'll get in front of you and slam on my brakes and make you veer left and right where you're getting ready to hit my car, and then I just keep on pushing. So don't do that to me, people. I'm the wrong one. Learn to drive.
Or no patience. Yeah, that used to be a passing lane. It didn't used to be the speed lane.
It's still the passing lane.
It's
Everybody's supposed to remain
lane,
to the right,
people-
and then you pass on the left. I'm sorry, go ahead, Mom, what were you saying?
No, I was just going to say, but you still got these people out there that, you know, you don't even have to be in a hurry. You just could be a normal day driving, and they're going absolutely slow. slow. Like, why are you out here at this time?
It's usually senior citizens or people who don't have good vision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just get over, you know. I mean, I've driven in the slow lane. Let that rain coming down real hard. Or the wind is blowing with the rain. I'm not in that fast lane. I'm not going to endanger myself. I'm not going to hold anybody up. So I will slide myself over to the slow lane and, hey, get there in one piece.
Yeah, maybe that's indicative. People don't want anyone in front of them. They got to be ahead of the curve. But
yeah, and I think that's
how
it is, too.
Wouldn't you do that if
you
went just a little bit faster?
Yeah. Okay.
Lead the pack, not by forcing them behind you.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I totally agree with you on that.
And also,
I'd like to say on the psychic point of view, when we do psychic readings and you folks call in Wednesday, don't try and be slick.
What?
You know, we can see and feel things. Because if you think you're being slick, I'll tell you something you really don't want to hear that you think that I don't know, that I can't pull up on you. So, you know, when you call in, be for real, that you're calling in asking questions that you want to know something, not calling in to see whether or not I'm a good psychic. Because trust me, I am so accurate, I'm scary. I'll make you go back and pull up your mama.
Yes, she is, people. I can never get away with shit, so listen to her.
That's her, everybody. I myself, Brenda, I'm just a little, yeah.
Brenda's our numerologist to be on with this, but yeah, Brenda's a little bit more passe than I am, but
yes,
yeah. But yeah. You know, and I don't argue with people. I'll tell you folks that when you call in, if you say that you know better, then fine. I don't argue with you. I let it go on because you will call me back and tell me I was right. But it's okay. It's okay.
Just don't get the creeps. I'm just, you know, let me put that caveat out there. You don't have to worry that she's sitting there thinking about what you just did with the, you know, the gardener, you know, in your bathroom just before you made that phone call, you know, to ask if your husband's going to leave you or something. Just, she's got a little more tact, you know.
Sometimes
I feel creepy. I mean, it's okay. But the reality is, if you don't want anyone to know something about you or think something about you, then it's very simple. Don't do it. You know, what matters most to you? Getting caught? Pretending that you're something you're not? What? Or just being real? I mean, be who you are. Stand for who you are.
Yeah.
So I think.
No, you're right.
Because, listen, when I know I'm about ready to pop off and do something I know I ought not to do, I'm like my brother. He's got it all figured out, what the outcome's going to be, the fallout, whatever, and he makes the decision before he steps down that path whether he can handle what's coming towards him. And I firmly believe in that. If you know you're going to be bad and do bad, then stand in who you are and accept the consequences.
Your
husband might leave you. Yes, you might get a bad disease or some itchies, but, hey, that's the choice you made. Don't go running around saying, I don't know how, these crabs jumped on me. I was just minding my own business, sitting in the back porch. No. Something else probably happened on that back porch with the wrong kind of person. Understand that. And sometimes Miss Lennis sees this.
Yeah. I will let you know. But anyway, well, ladies, we're coming to the close of our program. And again, we thank all our callers and the listening audience for joining us today on What's Bugging You. Now, next week is going to be a real fun show. The Love Doctor is in. So whatever relationship questions you have, past, present, future, what's going on now, separation, divorce, getting together, hook up, jump off, I don't care, call in. The Love Doctor will be on duty. And we'll talk about it. So, so call in next Sunday. The Love Doctor is in. And the last Sunday of this month, which will be the 28th, it will be a free-for-all. Do those fries go with that shake? So free-for-all that Sunday and discuss whatever that comes up. And remember, as always, you can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, to get a psychic reading or to listen to the show. Today's show or archive shows, and also to purchase a book or either a purses. So do join us. Now, we'll be back on the air Wednesday from 3 to 4, Lennis and Brenda doing psychic readings as always every Wednesday. And remember, next Sunday, the Love Doctor is in. And with that, I will let Brenda and Chauvinet close us out.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Goodbye. Don't let your love go wrong.
And remember, if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me.
All right.